Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, new and previously existing, to the first Trending Show of 2015. On this podcast, we dissect those internet search terms that trended highest and explore them on the tails of my hasty and slipshod research. This podcast is safe for children if you don't mind all the lying. The Trending Show is available free of charge thanks to the generous sponsorship of Cobra Electronics. They make gizmos and gadgets for guys and gals that live on the go. You heard me right. Quintuple alliteration. On January 1st, the top trend of the day was Alabama football, the combination of a U.S. state and a sport. This trended because many people learned that college students are allowed to play football, and these matches are often televised. The Alabama Crimson Tide, led by Tony Scott and Jerry Bruckheimer, fell to the Bad News Bears of the collegiate pigskin circuit, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes are proudly represented by a mascot named Brutus Buckeye, which appears to be a frat boy with an acorn head. I would imagine the ongoing distraction of trying to puzzle out what exactly Brutus Buckeye might be led to the downfall of the Crimson Tide. Trending further down the list on January 1 was Back to the Future. That's because the year 2015 is the year traveled to in the 1989 sci-fi comedy Back to the Future 2. The original Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox, was the top-grossing film of 1985, and it spawned two sequels, both of which delve into time travel. When visiting 2015, Fox's character Marty McFly finds a future rife with fax machines, hoverboards, and self-lacing sneakers. The six people still using fax machines in 2015 felt a warm wave of validation wash over them before their euphoria was interrupted by a paper jam. Time magazine took a look at what we thought 2015 might hold back in the day of Back to the Future 2. But their sidebar article really caught my eye, the one entitled, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Says Terrorist Attacks Not About Religion, in regard to the cold-blooded murder of 17 people during a three-day reign of terror in Paris, France. I thought to myself, is an old ball handler with dated sports goggles the best we could do, Time.com? But Jabbar makes some fine points in this opinion piece of his. As a Muslim, he is called upon to defend or condemn the acts of Muslims and Islamic extremists all the time. He terms himself the celebrity Muslim on speed dial. But as Jabbar points out about these terrorist acts from a few extremists, these killings are not about the message of the Quran or leading a humble life as detailed by Muhammad. These killings were ordered by a terrorist cell that bends dogma into their own rhetoric and convinces impressionable young minds to carry out their twisted plots. Terrorist organizations like ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Venom require fresh recruits and monetary donations to keep their operations alive. Claiming responsibility for any killing, bombing, or other terrorist act is just a way to impress whatever easily influenced teenager or extremist-minded daddy warbucks they need in their back pocket or acting as their next puppet-slash-human explosive. Jabbar points out that in the same way that the KKK are not actually committing acts of Christianity, despite their best efforts to make it seem that way, neither are these extremists that shoot journalists and kidnap schoolgirls actually carrying out the message of Islam. Like any system of belief, the message can be twisted, often to serve sinister ends. A general hopelessness in those nations suffering terrible political oppression are especially susceptible to the twisting of a message on the part of a charismatic or persuasive leader who tempts the people he is luring into serving as his drones with empty promises about glory and honor in this life or riches and rewards in the afterlife. Jabbar puts it best when he calls the Parisian Reign of Terror, quote, nothing more than a criminal attack of a thuggish political organization wearing an ill-fitting Muslim mask, end quote. Trendies, as you probably know, I hate everyone, and everyone more or less hates me, with the possible exception of those of you that have left me 5-star reviews in iTunes. I'm amazed some extremist group hasn't salmon rushdied me, and I don't really call that nasty email I got about a year back from the Westboro Baptist Church for bagging on Lifetime Achievement Award-winning Galaxy-class supervillain Fred Phelps as anything other than a desperate grab for relevance. Newsflash to the bigots in Topeka. Getting name-dropped on The Trending Show isn't going to move the needle for you. In my close-mindedness, when I hear reports about some nutbags shooting up a satirical newspaper claiming vengeance for the prophet Muhammad, I immediately wonder, what's up with all those kooky Muslims? But terrorists acting in the name of Islam have no more to do with Islam than the Westboro Baptist Church has to do with the really nice Baptists that wear silly hats every Sunday and put on that scrumptious spaghetti dinner once a month in my neighborhood. So thanks for setting me straight, you old ball handler with dated sports goggles. Before going any further, I'd like to thank Cobra Electronics, the sponsor of The Trending Show, for being our sponsor. Their sponsorship allows The Trending Show to be recorded and delivered to you. Thank you, Cobra Electronics, for not forsaking me in the new year and for continuing to sponsor us. The us is pretty much me and Jim. It is for this continued sponsorship that I did not lump you in with the quick rundown of terrorist groups in the previous segment.
Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up, he'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. G.I. Joe, there you go. G.I. Joe.
On January 2nd, the top trending search term was New Year 2015, which somehow traces back to an article on the Inquisitor website. And this article details how denizens of the Andalusian region of Spain ingest exactly 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight to be assured of good luck throughout the new year. This story is not about the absurd notion of absorbing the good luck we all know is imbued in red grapes into our bodies by eating them, since all of us already know that's not the correct way to get the good luck out of the grapes. Rather, this story is about the Andalusian telecast of the New Year's chimes sounding that was interrupted at that most key of moments, by a commercial break. It was the top trending story worldwide relating to New Year's. Andalusia. My, how I have underestimated you. Generally speaking, I do not cover what trends over the weekend on this podcast, because I have a low threshold when it comes to covering professional sports that aren't wrestling, and the weekends are where those stories run rampant. So on to Monday, January 5th, then. Trending to the tune of 200,000 searches was Mia Khalifa, who may be the first Lebanese-American adult film star. She is the subject of great controversy in the country where she was born, that being Lebanon, even though she was raised here in the United States. She's also been the recipient of lots of death threats, many coming from the people that watch her movies. Newsweek, who has to cover porn to get people to their website, really said this in the article, quote, "Few parents are happy to learn their child has elected to pursue a career in pornography. Most come around after a few weeks," end quote. Newsweek, I've been pursuing a career in professional wrestling for the last 21 years, and my parents still haven't come around. I'd like to check your sources on this parent pornography hypothesis of yours. Parents, tweet me about your experience dealing with this at Trending Show. Yes, we do have a Twitter account. It's a real thing. I'm at Mike Quackenbush. That's real, too. It's unlike when I give Clayton Morris the Twitter handle of a Star Trek actor at the end of each Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. Do you subscribe to that podcast? You should. On Tuesday, January 6th, 100,000 people searched up Ant-Man, and I probably should have saved the Grizz plug for this news item. We talk a lot of Ant-Man over there. Ant-Man, one of the founding members of the Marvel superhero team The Avengers, is coming to the big screen this July. The film stars Michael Douglas as the original Ant-Man, Hank Pym, and Paul Rudd as the second Ant-Man, Scott Lang. The first trailer for the much-anticipated installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe aired on ABC Tuesday night, and was posted to YouTube shortly thereafter, where it has, to date, been watched 7.1 million times. About half of those are probably me. And another movie trended Tuesday, this at the 200,000 search level. It is the French action film Taken 3. Taken 3 concludes the Taken trilogy, in which 62-year-old Liam Neeson takes on kidnappers, terrorists, and murderers armed only with a cell phone. The film has drawn the ire of cinephiles who feel it does not accurately portray the number of naps a 62-year-old man fighting kidnappers, terrorists, and murderers requires. Oh, and they're mad that no one gets taken in a movie called Taken. Critics have enjoyed this movie less than any other movie released in the first 9 days of 2015. It sits at a 9% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, amidst the likes of Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, and Silence of the Hams, which I had to investigate and should have known without even clicking that it stars Dom DeLuise. Trendies, I hope to see you down in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon, January 25th, as Chikara kicks off Season 15 at the ECW Arena. As the current director of fun at Chikara, I can assure you a good time will be had by all, and that will get you on your way in plenty of time to catch the Royal Rumble later that night, which is right up the street at the Wells Fargo Center. Before then, expect at least another trending show or two, and the newest Grizz is already awaiting your ears over at grizzlybearcafe.com. Adios, amigos.